This is Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Spring has seemingly sprung here in Milwaukee. And with many Wisconsinites getting vaccinated, people are slowly emerging from their pandemic cocoons and getting back into the community. Since the COVID-19 pandemic began, Adam Carr from the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service has been joining us to talk about some of the many community events happening here in Milwaukee. The list includes a wide array of things to enjoy, both virtually and in person. Adam Carr, thank you so much, as always, for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Can you believe it's April already?
It feels like we didn't have a year, and yet it was the longest decade of our lives.
Yeah, time has been a paradox, even more so than it usually is.
So we have another list of five things to do this month in Milwaukee. The first thing is, I think, something that's top of mind for a lot of Milwaukeeans, a lot of Americans right now.
For sure. And if it's on your mind, it's definitely itching at you and you want to scratch it. It's an event called Making Rent, a conversation about eviction prevention and tenants' rights. So at Neighborhood News Service, we're actually one of the collaborators on this event, along with Wisconsin Watch and our collaborative project our newsrooms together are doing called News 414. We have a text-based service and we do resource reporting. And we've been really listening to and hearing directly from some of our neighbors in Milwaukee about what they want to know about in terms of news and how to navigate the world around them. And we've been hearing repeatedly people having issues with housing, uncertainty, instability. So folks who are tenants who might have issues with their landlords. We did just recently hear that there is an extension on the eviction moratorium until June 30th. But, you know, if you're in a set of circumstances where you're trying to navigate that, that doesn't mean you can just stop paying rent. So we are going to get together a panel of experts for this event from the Rental Housing Resource Center, which is a new collaborative in Milwaukee, where a bunch of different groups that work in the rental housing space with resources and legal help and all those kinds of things have gotten together. And we're going to be asking them about real stories that Milwaukee residents are facing and having them kind of troubleshoot and offer solutions to those challenges. So I'm excited for this event. I'll actually be moderating it. We're going to be discussing the kind of roadblocks that renters face, especially right now that through the pandemic, we know are happening in our communities. And this is an event going to be really to help answer questions that are burning questions on people's minds.
Did you say when that's going to be?
Yes. So that is going to be tonight. So it's going to be from 5:30 to 6:15 tonight on Wednesday online.
Now, the next event, also dealing with neighborhoods, but a specific neighborhood in Milwaukee.
Yeah. There's an artist in Milwaukee named Matope J. Johnson, who's been around for a while. He's done work across a few different topics. He's a very curious guy. He's always kind of thinking and generating new stuff. But one of his staple topics is the Bronzeville neighborhood in Milwaukee. He has a gallery show that's opening up named In Search of a Benevolent Kind of Blue. That is a beautiful name, so I'm going to say it again. In Search of a Benevolent Kind of Blue. It's going to be at the Union Art Gallery at UW-Milwaukee. So on April 8th, he's doing an opening of it. You'll be able to see it virtually. And if you're part of the UWM campus community, you can actually go visit it in person. But Matope's gallery, he's been looking at Bronzeville, the historically black neighborhood of Milwaukee, for a while, and he's going to be looking at kind of the past, present, and future. And I'm just going to read some of how he described it. He's digesting through dynamic depictions and installations that bring up issues of cultural loss and the impact of eminent domain policies on a neighborhood. So I think Matope's depictions of Bronzeville, a lot of what used to be Bronzeville, Milwaukee, has since been torn down. He really makes it come back alive with his work. So that's going to be Thursday, so coming up real soon. At 7:30 is when his gallery opening is happening, In Search of a Benevolent Kind of Blue.
An exploration of a neighborhood that there's a lot of interest in here in Milwaukee, but as you mentioned, much of the original parts of the neighborhood are now gone.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I love the way that Matope has continued being sort of a torchbearer for that history.
Now, it's springtime. It's been kind of back and forth weather telling us maybe it's spring, maybe it's not. But a lot of people are hoping to get outside and into the garden, and this next event is a great way to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Alice's Garden is a garden that many people have heard of around Milwaukee. It's a 2.2-acre urban farm right in the middle of the city on 20th, just off North Avenue on Garfield and Brown. And it's basically a whole city block, and there's about 100 community gardens there. There's people who garden there from around the city, but also there's all kinds of community events that happen there. So even if you don't garden there, it might kind of feel like a space that's yours. Or if you haven't been there before, this is a perfect opportunity to get into the garden. They're having a work day this Saturday, April 10th, and they're inviting all people from all over the place. If you're part of the community, you are invited, including if you have small children. They are very welcome. Bring garden gloves, a reusable water bottle, and tools. They'll also have plenty of tools there. And they're really just going to get the garden ready for the growing season. I was there recently, actually, for a spring equinox event and spent a few hours there. It's just a beautiful place to soak in the city and to be with other people. So that's this Saturday at Alice's Garden from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right. Now, another way that we can get outside, maybe not quite the beautiful way that you would in a garden, but certainly a beautifying way to get into your neighborhood.
Yeah, so it is Earth Month for some, or there's also an Earth Week and an Earth Day. We're now past the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. And one of the things that happens that connected to that are community cleanups. And also, too, there's just, you know, after a winter, after the snow melts, there's just a bunch of garbage around. So there's a number of different community cleanups around town. Two, I want to spotlight the Near West Side Neighbors in Washington Park are doing a community cleanup on April 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So that's going to be kind of the Near West Side Neighborhoods in Washington Park. They're meeting up at Tiefenthaler Park. Tiefenthaler is a great park. They also have a phenomenal basketball court there that was painted by kids living in the neighborhood. And it's like the coolest, most psychedelic basketball court I've seen anywhere in Milwaukee. So that's worth going to see. Also on the Near West Side on the same day, and I suspect it's attached on April 17th, that Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon, Pete's Pops is also hosting folks on the Near West Side for a neighborhood cleanup. And they're going to be giving people a free pop. So you can get a free pop from Pete's Pops if you go to that one. And then Milwaukee Riverkeeper, they always do a massive set of cleanups around the city. They're doing 70 plus this year. So they're doing theirs actually the weekend after. So if you're interested in getting out and cleaning up, I love cleaning because I think sometimes my life is about creating abstract units of good. So I love doing cleanups. I love looking at some grass, then looking at it 10 minutes later and seeing it totally clean. So these cleanups are a great way to get involved in the community, and they also feel good.
All right, so a great way to get out into the fresh air and make your community look a bit fresher.
For sure, absolutely.
Our last event is, I guess, actually a series of things that are happening or will be happening at First Stage.
Absolutely. First Stage, as many folks around Milwaukee know, is a great children's theater that's been around the community for a very long time, and they've done great works, including one of my favorite things that they do is when they commission new works and they bring things to their stage that are fresh and unique. And they're doing a series called Amplify, which I think is connecting to this moment. They're commissioning new works from Black, Indigenous, and people of color playwrights and directors, which, you know, they featured in the past, but they're doing brand new works this spring, amplifying their voices and kind of opening up their horizons as well as their audience. And these are all virtual, so they're being developed and produced like as we speak in the spring of this year. And their first one is actually debuting in the middle of this month. It'll be streaming on their page on the First Stage page on YouTube starting on April 16th through May 16th, so for a month. And a playwright named Ty Defoe wrote a play called Copper Horns in Water. I'm fascinated just reading the description of it. North is a curious underwater creature who has earned their copper horns, a coming-of-age ritual that gives these young creatures power underwater. So it's going to be performed by students from our Milwaukee's Indian Community School, which I think is really exciting. The second play actually also debuts in April. It's named Unmuted by a playwright named Alvaro Sarrios, and it has to do with students locking out their gym teacher on Zoom and then having a conversation about what they want to have a conversation with, and I'm very interested in what that actually would be. And then another art playwright, Nicole Salter, is debuting another play in May, so that's First Stage Amplify series. So if you have kids out there, or even if you're an adult like myself who likes theater in general and are interested in these plays, First Stage is bringing some exciting new works to the stage, to the virtual stage, that you can check out from the comfort of your own home.
A lot of opportunities to see some of these virtual plays that many of us have enjoyed during the pandemic.
For sure. So yeah, April, it's spring now. I've included in this list, there's some opportunities to get outside, to appreciate culture. But no matter what you do, there's so much going on in the community in Milwaukee.
For sure. Well, Adam Carr, thank you as always for joining us here on Lake Effect. And I'm looking forward to see what May brings for us.
Absolutely. See you soon.
Adam Carr is the deputy editor for community engagement at the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service.